Good morning. This is Commissioner Gordon with this Sunday's podcast. Wanted to discuss something very timely this month. We have Memorial Day coming up on May 29th, and I thought this was an opportune time to reflect and give appreciation to our brave men and women in the armed services, but also very significantly that we remember the importance and significance of Memorial Day itself. Memorial Day was originally known as Decoration Day and is a federal holiday in the United States for honoring and mourning the U.S. personnel who have died while serving the United States Armed Services. It is observed on the last Monday of May, which this year will be May 29th. During that weekend, countless people will visit cemeteries and memorials honoring and mourning those who have died serving in the U.S. military and serving our country. Many veterans and volunteers will place American flags on the graves of military personnel in various cemeteries, both locally as well as nationally. The first national observance of Memorial Day occurred on May 30th, 1868. It was then known as Decoration Day and was a holiday proclaimed by Commander-in-Chief John A. Logan of the Grand Army of the Republic to honor Union soldiers who had died in the Civil War. Here in Carroll County, specifically in Westminster, a native resident, Mary Shellman, was the individual who initiated Westminster's observance of Memorial Day on May 30th in 1868 when she organized a local group of children to place flowers on the graves of dead Civil War veterans. Mary Shellman ran the annual event in Westminster until 1880 when the Westminster Burns Post No. 13 Grand Army of the Republic took over the Memorial Day parade, but she remained active in the event. She continued to attend the Memorial Day parades even after moving out of state and later to Texas, with her final visit on Memorial Day in 1937. Unfortunately, in many cases today, Memorial Day has become an event which has absolutely nothing to do with taking time out of our busy schedules to pay respects to those that have given the ultimate sacrifice, but instead has become a day of shopping and sales throughout our nation. If there was ever a better time than Memorial Day, I don't know what it would be to pause while at your local Memorial Day celebration or other related events and to give serious consideration and thought to the men and women who have given the ultimate sacrifice and given their lives for the freedoms that we hold so incredibly dear and are fortunate to have in this country. Whether you're attending an event on Memorial Day or you happen to be in one of the various municipalities in Carroll County before or after Memorial Day, I would highly recommend taking a look at some of the various banners placed in our communities of veterans who have given the ultimate sacrifice. I would suggest if you have a moment, consider maybe not only reading their names and their service records, but maybe possibly taking the time to even consider looking some of them up and trying to learn a little bit about those in our community that have protected and afforded us the amazing opportunities that we have in this country. We are truly blessed to have the freedoms and opportunities in this country, and we owe it incredibly to those that have given their lives for us. As a child growing up in Westminster, I was always standing on Main Street as the parade processed by, standing there not only with my father, both my grandfathers that served in World War II, but at a young age, standing with also my neighbor who was a World War I veteran. And it was just something instilled in me at a young age to have respect and reverence for those that are no longer with us and paid the ultimate sacrifice. This year, on Memorial Day, the Carroll Post 31 American Legion will be hosting, as always, the Memorial Day Parade. And this year, it will be the 156th Memorial Day Parade. As someone who has not only attended as a child, but also walked in the parades as a young man with my scout troop, which I later earned my Eagle Scout rank from, it will be an honor to be a part of this parade this year as a county commissioner and paying respects as the parade proceeds through Westminster to the Westminster Cemetery. If there's one thing I would suggest for all of us to consider, not only during this month of May with Memorial Day, but every day, would be to think about not only those that have paid the ultimate sacrifice, but our veterans that are with us. We're very fortunate to have these individuals, and Carroll County has always had a great ability, both with government and other organizations, to partner and collaborate for the good of our veterans. I would pose the question to you and just ask you, is there anything big or small that you yourself could do in the remainder of this year to assist our veterans in our community? Thank you, and have a great day.